Hey, everybody. It's a beautiful Wednesday, December the 15th. It's National Cat Herders Day. And it's time for the Wise Guys and Girl and Matt, brought to you by Kmart's Archival Department. They have a pencil once owned by William Shakespeare. There was a mix-up during shipping, and it ended up in the pet department. And thanks to the cat, it's so chewed up, I can't tell if it's to be or not to be. That was a long way to go. As always, let's start with Sir and the weather.
Well, it's going to be a wet Wednesday. Currently 4 degrees, working our way up to a high of 8 today. Rainy so far and rainy throughout the day. Drier and warmer tomorrow. And let's have a random daily shout out to my dearly departed fluffy male cats that used to sleep at the foot of my bed. Used to call them Himalayans. Himalayans. Head shake. Let's move on.
Oh, I love the classic repeating a dad joke as if some people didn't hear it.
Maybe slowly with big gestures next time. I'm not sure.
Well, Cat Herders Day, you know, is for those whose life or job is like herding cats. You know, they seem cute, adorable, and innocent. How much trouble can they cause, really? In general, when describing our lives or our jobs, are they that difficult? No matter how organized we try to be, you know, errant kitties always get in the way. And while we're focused on bringing three or four tasks into line, another spills the milk or creates an avalanche of problems. And before we know it, chaos ensues. So good luck herding those cats out there, everybody. Oh, man. Especially around here. I think this is cat herder's paradise. Or cat herder's hell. I'm not sure which one it is. Let's get right to Tunes with Tamik. Tamik, what are we listening to today? Perhaps some Tom Jones?
No, but you have the kind of era, right? We're listening to Eartha Kitt.
Oh, yes.
And we're listening to Santa Baby by Eartha Kitt, which I thought was really appropriate. Because she is the original cat, right? Catwoman.
Yeah.
And Santa Baby, I thought, you know, we're heading into the holiday season. So I thought that would be a really, really good pick. And it's actually a classic Christmas song, even though it's not really a Christmas song, but it's kind of a Christmas song. So basically, she's saying, listen, I need to get some gifts this Christmas. And unfortunately for many of us, those gifts might be in the middle of the ocean, in the ocean or on a barge in the ocean, but better late than never. So if anybody wants to buy me something, feel free to do so. I will take gifts after Christmas. I will take them after New Year's. I'll take them after anything. I'm a patient girl. So go ahead and listen to Santa Baby by Eartha Kitt. Maybe make some notes on your Christmas list this holiday season.
Right on. Oh, love that song. Can we listen to it, though? Is it okay? Are we okay to include it?
That Maybe one is okay.
This one's okay.
No. Because she's like, I want some gifts, Santa. That's all she's saying.
Nothing wrong with asking.
It's not like the other one that people have panned now. In retrospect.
No kidding. Well, let's get to Ventures with Venturo. So Venturo, I built a moat around my Google Classroom yesterday, and now the students are drowning in marks and feedback. So I think it worked, but I'm not sure. What do you got going on for us today?
You know what, in preparation for today's show, I was looking back at my favorite comic books or any books that involve cats, right? And that led me down memory lane. Do you guys have any favorite cartoons that you usually watch that involve a cat or two?
Tom and Jerry,
yeah. Yeah, one of my favorites.
No, that one with the Sylvester the cat.
Yeah.
Bugs Bunny, yeah.
Yeah, Garfield is one of my favorites, right? And there's also Pete the cat. So I'm going to just shout out a couple of books that you can get if you have little ones and you want to get them interested in reading. Go check out Pete the Cat Rocking in My School Shoes. That's a fun one for your little ones to read. Or you can go check out Garfield Christmas. That was another fun one by Jim Davis. So those two quick routes for you on your little one if you have them, right? So that's it. Adventures with Ventiro.
Okay, check for those in our show notes today, along with the link to Eartha Kitt's video. Welcome to this week's edition of The Sizzler, where our own Vice Principal Botnick and our special guest, Matt Shulman, Quote Machine, work together to earn a gift certificate to the Zeller's Restaurant. Matt, how are you doing today?
Just waiting for my cat nap.
2 o'clock. 2 o'clock every day. Well, today you will earn valuable Zeller's dollars based on the accuracy and creativity of your responses and how much they delight the wise guys and girl. And remember, one bonus dollar is earned each time you get Ventura to laugh out loud. I think we're all a bit tired. We're down to a $2 carryover from last week today. And today's Sizzler is a slightly different flavor, as it was hard to wrangle questions about cat herding. So today I will ask you for definitions of some cat terms, brought to you by the talking shepherd dog who counted 37 sheep, but reported them as 40 as he rounded them up.
Back. I'm doing a little house cleaning.
You're all done with your cleaning up there, sir? Excellent. All right. Question number one. What is the meaning? What is the meaning of catatonia? Matt Shulman.
It's a cat with a disturbed mental state involving immobility or abnormality of movement and behavior. So, every cat.
All cats. How many cats are there in the world? There are a lot. That's a lot of points to issue. We're going to go with $5. Vice Principal Botnick.
I decided to go all geographical with this one. I believe that Catatonia is the home of the refuge for stray cats in the Basque region of Spain.
Ooh. Oh, I'm liking it.
Huh? Very good, sir. Very good, sir, for $6. And good band reference, stray cats. Awesome. Question number two, what is the meaning of caricature? Vice Principal Botnick.
That's the final product of the image that felines put through a photocopy machine, also known as a CAT scan.
goodness gracious. And we know that dogs cannot. $4. Matt Shulman.
It's a copycat who's prone to exaggeration.
I'm going to copy the $4 that Mark just earned with $4 of your own, sir.
Well, it's got to be $6 because it's got to have an expanded head.
Oh, goodness gracious. +2. And we got a laugh from Ventura, plus another one. And let's get to our third definition, the meaning of catastrophe. Matt Shulman.
What you get when you win the kitty litter cleaning competition.
Yes, indeed. He went there for $4. Vice Principal Bot.
I'll take it a little bit further. This was an example of the work of Dr. Felix Feroce of Purdue University in the mid-70s to teach felines human language. So the catastrophe was just one example of feline punctuation. Of course, other breakthroughs included the expression kitty illiterate, meaning a cat who always thought outside of the box and did their business there as well. And of course, getting cats to communicate with big gestures, also known as paws for effect.
Wow.
I think it gave Simic a headache.
Well, apparently things are pretty quiet there over at Arendelle. Do you want to give me a hand with my retirement speech writing for my friend there? I got a lot of good lines there. Try to incorporate those in.
We'll knock that one out next.
I'm sure she's a big cat lover, so we may have to modify accordingly, you know?
There's lots of catastrophes.
Yes. Well, we're going to award a catastrophe to Vice Principal Botnick for the most thorough response on the Wise Guys and Girls Sizzler and a $10 prize. So that gets us up to $29 at the Skillet Restaurant for us to enjoy. So it looks like it's going to be treats and jello shots all around. Well done, everybody.
Followed by a furball.
Okay, it is Wednesday. That brings us to Wednesday's word.
Deprecat. Yes, indeed. When your cat expresses its disapproval for something or someone, usually by biting, scratching, or peeing on it.
Yeah, it was a tough day, everybody. Well, that is it for us today. Thanks to our fans and friends and odds and ends for sticking with us today. Have a great Wednesday, everyone. We are the Wise Guys and Girl and Matt, leaving you smarter and happier than you were yesterday.